Wicked Boy, written by Kate Summerscale and read by Jock Davies.
Prologue. In June 1930, an 11-year-old boy walked 4 miles along a dirt track in New South Wales, southeastern Australia, to report a crime. He went into a police station in a village in the bush and told the officer on duty that he had been beaten with a brush hook. The boy showed the constable the evidence. His right arm and leg were heavily grazed and bruised. His nose, his left cheek, and his right eye were dark with cuts and swellings. The policeman put the child in his car and set out to investigate. The incident was reported in the local press, but to protect the identity of the child, neither his name nor that of his attacker was given. Part 1. 10 days in July. Chapter 1. The Three of Us. Early in the morning of Monday, the 8th of July, 1895, Robert and Nathaniel Coombs dressed themselves, collected the family's rent book from a room downstairs, and went out to the backyard. It was just after 6 a.m. and already bright and warm. Robert was 13 and Natty 12. Their father had gone to sea on Friday as chief steward on a steamship bound for New York, leaving the brothers and their mother, Emily, at home together. They lived in a small, new, yellow brick terraced house at 35 Cave Road, Plaistow, a poor but respectable working class district in West Ham, the biggest borough in the Docklands of East London. In an attempt to attract the attention of their neighbour in number 37, Robert picked up a handful of stones and threw them at the roof of the washhouse next door. At 6:15 a.m., James Robertson heard the stones clattering on the washhouse roof and came out. Mr. Robertson saw the two Coombs boys in their yard. Robert, dark-haired with blue eyes, thick eyebrows and suntanned skin, and the paler, smaller Natty. He knew them as sharp-witted lads. Robert produced a gold sovereign, worth 20 shillings, or £1, and asked Mr. Robertson if he could change it for them. Mr. Robertson said that he had no silver, but offered to change the coin for 2 half-sovereigns. He fetched the 2 gold coins from his house. Robert then asked him if he would pay the rent on 35 Cave Road on their behalf, as no one would be at home when the landlady called by later that morning. Mr. Robertson agreed, and Robert gave him back 1 of the half-sovereigns, along with the family's rent book. Robert explained that he and Natty were going to watch the cricket at Lord's in North London. Mr. Robertson asked if their ma was going with them.
"No," said Robert. "We had a telegram late last night from Liverpool, and she is going there. We've had a rich uncle die in Africa, and Auntie wants to see Ma."
Emily Coombs sometimes travelled to the northwest of England to visit her well-to-do older sister and her mother. Mr. Robertson asked whether she had gone already.
"No," said Robert. "She is going directly. She has had a faint."
Or, "She has had a fit." When asked to recall the conversation, Mr. Robertson could not be sure.
"How long ago was that?" inquired Mr. Robertson.
Robert pulled a gold watch from his pocket and consulted it.
"About 1.5 hours ago," he said.
Mr. Robertson asked who was with their ma. Robert jerked his thumb behind him in the direction of the house.
Mrs.
England?"
suggested Mr. Robertson. Amelia England was the Coombs family's neighbour on the other side and a close friend of Emily Coombs.
"No,"
said Robert. He did not explain further, but added,
"Perhaps Ma will see Mrs. Robertson before she goes."
The boys set out for Lord's.